The Story of the Gettysburg Address. One of the great and bloody battles of the war was the Battle of Gettysburg. Here the Southern armies were beaten and driven back into the South. But not until many thousands of brave men on both sides had lost their lives. They were buried where they fell. Later, a great meeting was held on the battlefield of Gettysburg to honor the brave dead. Thousands of people came from miles around to the meeting and to hear the two speakers, Mr. Everett and President Lincoln. Mr. Everett was a man of wide experience, the president of a college, one who had traveled much, a fine speaker. He spoke for 2 hours. Lincoln rose to speak. He had given but little thought and time to what he was to say, and had only just finished writing the end of his speech before riding out to the field. He stood before the great crowd, tall and thin, his sad face showing the sorrow of the war. He was silent for a moment, and then, as though he did not see the crowd, he spoke slowly, in a high voice, for 3 minutes. Its simple and beautiful English, its noble meaning and forgiving spirit, make it one of the greatest speeches of the world. Its famous ending is well known, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.